I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, Hooman. Hooman's doing some kind of story. You know, it's a big deal, people. Vinny's kids got a first day of school and a first birthday.
That's amazing.
So Marcus Osborne is doing us the extreme honor of sitting in this.
Yay!
Playing the role of Vinny in today's episode of Days of Our Lives.
Well, Vinny always wanted to be a black man. So.
He did. Oh, my God. For one
Good
day
choices
only.
That Vinny makes.
Oh, my God. Monday. It just can't come fast enough. You know, I just yay.
I was like, yesterday I woke up, I'm all, today's Monday. Oh, it's only Sunday.
Oh, damn. Oh, darn it. I have to wait through this whole day till I can get back up again at 3. Oh, come on,
man. What can I do to make this day go by faster?
I think I'll just sleep it away. Just living to get back to Monday.
Uh-huh.
See all you guys. Oh, my God. How I missed you over the weekend.
Hurrah. Love your butt.
I know. Love you, but
I like those 2 days away from you.
Oh, my God. I think it's about sanity, you know? You just need to be able to check out hard.
Yeah, just chill. And a lot of it is catching up on crap you couldn't do over the
Like drinking.
Weekday.
I couldn't do that all week, you know? I've been so trying to slow my roll. It just is not happening for me.
Have you been drinking a lot lately?
I drink a lot my whole life. It's bad.
It hasn't worn off on you yet?
Listen, Marcus, I never drink during the week. Like,
oh, well, that's what it is.
Sunday.
You've been drinking a little since your brother's been here.
Oh, well.
He throws drinks at her, Marcus.
I've stopped, though, because I just was getting into a thing where I was a couple nights a week, I'd have a couple drinks, and it's just,
you off, huh?
I cannot do it.
Yeah.
It's very easy to do. I work at a comedy club, so.
Oh, yes. Yes, you do.
It is very easy to drink a lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I just I'm Have such you, a baby when it comes to sleep.
Well, we all are. We all get aggro if we don't get to our beds.
It's particularly hard in this gig, right? Mm-hmm. When you're doing nothing but getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning every single day for 20 plus
years.
Well,
I'm so bitter about having to go to bed at 7:30. It's not even the getting up. It is the getting up. It sucks too. But there's nothing worse. Then everybody's just sort of settling in for the evening and, what are we going to do tonight? No, what's on TV and what a fun time we're going to have. And I'm like, all right, you guys have a great time. I'm going to bed. It's almost 7:30. I got to get to bed now.
It's dusk. I got to get to sleep.
I know. Oh, my God.
I start getting nervous if I'm not in bed.
I know. It's horrid. Oh, anyway. I can see working at a comedy. It's, you know, when I used to be a bartender.
Yeah.
Just that is not, it's not a super healthy life gig, you know,
like, environment. Yeah,
I can imagine that a comedy club manager would also be tough. Like, there's booze around you.
Have
at
you
all
picked
times.
Up on your drinking since you've been working there?
You're not a big drinker.
I'm not a gigantic drinker. I enjoy the social aspect of it, but not a huge drinker in general. So I rarely ever even get tipsy. But definitely drink a little bit more now, just because, you know. It's
right
just
there.
What you're doing. Right.
Everyone's having a drink.
Yeah, and plus, people can stress you out when they come to those clubs, and you have to deal with. By the way, Alice, listeners who come in and say hello to me, I appreciate you greatly. Thank you all.
Good.
Shouting out Sarah and Vinny in the morning show and Alice when they come in. They all will say hi.
Or
they'll go after I make the announcement. Are you Marcus? Because I recognize your voice, which is really weird that people recognize your voice.
Yeah.
Oh, you think so? I think you have a very distinctive voice. So
I never thought I did. I thought it sounded too, like, weird. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you sound a little weird, so people notice it right away.
Like corny. Like Will Smith.
No.
I get recognized by my laugh, mostly. If I'm
somewhere,
someone always like, recognize you. I'm like, oh, sorry.
I bet you Hooman gets recognized by his voice all the time.
Oh, sure. Vinny also.
Yeah,
Vinny.
You know what? I don't think I've ever been... Oh, I mean, I must have been, but I just... I don't think that's I get called out by my voice
I
at all.
I think you have a distinctive voice. I think everyone in here has a really unique, distinctive voice.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Hot.
Oh, Marcus.
I would know it anywhere.
So what
you
else?
Shut up. I'm busy talking.
What have you been up to?
Yeah, wait, hold on. What's happening with the punchline?
That was my next question.
Punchline is fine, man. We're all good.
It's but they were going to take it away.
Yeah.
New owners. What's going on with that whole situation?
Yeah,
well, that you can say. I don't know if that.
Just say it all.
In a situation. But he may not be able to say because he's management.
Can't get too deep into it, but the club is not going anywhere, at least for the foreseeable immediate future, thanks to San Francisco and some of the club's famous clientele. Folks like Dave Chappelle came out.
Yeah.
Kamau Bell.
The whole protest thing going on.
Cats, yeah, they came out there and they helped set this thing on fire, so to speak. And
it would be a real, but like I love the punchline, and I love that. I love the location because it's so not in a hot spot.
It is a pro and a con. I mean, the con is actually we probably would get more walk-ups if we were in a different location, but.
But the parking is delightful.
And
it's
we get
dead
people,
over here on the weekends. Yeah.
We get people in there who want to be there for comedy.
They came for comedy. Yeah. They didn't just walk up.
It's really fun to be there when that happens, especially when the magical night. Like, you know, one night we had Dave Chappelle, and all of a sudden Chris Rock shows up, and Hannibal Buress showed up, and Neil Brennan showed up, and Mos Def showed up. And over the weekend we had Nick Swardson come in every night. Just came in.
Every night?
Yep. Came in every night last week just to hang out.
I heard you're having Scott Capurro on pretty soon, too.
Oh, my gosh.
How did you get that guy?
That is huge.
Took a lot of negotiation.
Yeah, I bet it did. I mean, God, we've been trying to get him on our show for...
By that, you mean $100.
His people drive a hard bargain, let me just say that for the record.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad it's staying. I mean,
his
it
people,
was
Edson. No.
Heartbreaking to think that that was just going to go away.
Yeah.
I was never worried, to be completely
really?
Honest. Nah, because it is the punchline, and, you know, who wouldn't want to have an iconic venue like that on their land? I mean, I wasn't too worried about it. I knew we weren't going to go anywhere. We may have had to move, but we weren't going to go anywhere.
Right.
Put it that way. And I'm happy for it. So come out and see stand-up. Stand-up comedy is interesting because as much as I love it, and I've always loved it, New York is like a place where stand-up is really a vibrant part of the culture. Same thing in L.A., same thing
How
in Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
Same thing. And folks think of San Francisco as a super-duper place for stand-up comedy. It's a hotbed. Mm-hmm. And it is for stand-up comedians. But it's interesting because the audiences don't have stand-up as one of the things that's top of mind in terms of entertainment.
Hmm.
Like most people, you go and you ask them, you know, give me the top five things you wouldn't mind doing this weekend.
Comedy's not necessarily going to be the thing that comes up.
So it is. We do have to work a little bit harder to get people to come on out and hang out and laugh with us.
It's funny. Maybe that's just a matter of getting it more top of mind. I feel like, you know,
it is.
It seems like in the early days, we used to have a lot more comedians on the show, too.
Yeah, we did.
You know? Just that they were more on offer.
And a lot of them don't want to get up at 7 in the morning.
Who can effing blame them?
Well, you're trying to sell tickets and get your name out there. It'd be best. It would behoove you to do so.
It would. But still, I could sleep in, though.
Yeah.
No, we always, anytime you guys want comics, we got comics. Just to let you know. Anytime you want it, we got them.
Well, you know our humor, too, so I always appreciate when you text me going, hey, this guy would fit right in with you guys, and I always trust.
I don't want to have someone on just to have them on, you know, if they're not going to necessarily be a good...
But Marcus knows us enough to go,
exactly.
Okay, that would be a good fit
our
for you
last
guys.
Girl, Gina Yashere, came on, and now she's blowing up everywhere.
You recommended her. I'd never heard her name,
she's
and then I started
awesome.
Watching her stuff. I'm like, okay, yep.
Yeah. Oh, she and Vinny bonded hard.
Uh-huh.
She's one of my favorite people. She's such a funny, funny woman. And now she's got this TV show that's debuting in September on CBS.
Mm-hmm. And she is blowing up, huh?
She's got
the last we'll see of her.
Check this show.
She'll
come back.
Shun us now.
She really likes you guys.
She might come back to you.
She really likes you guys. She'll come back.
I'll call them. How's that sound?
thanks.
We don't want to phone
it's funny how she ended up on getting that show with Chuck Lorre. This is the guy who created all the...
Everything. Everything
Two and a half men, all that stuff.
That's who I think of is Charlie Sheen when I think of Chuck Lorre.
You have to. But apparently, Chuck Lorre, he had no idea who Gina Yashere was.
Mm.
So she goes, Marcus, the guy calls me up and he says, I've got this show. I'd like you to come in, write, and maybe even, you know, produce it with me. And he didn't know who she was. He literally got on Google and looked up funny Nigerians.
No.
Gina's name pops up. He reaches out to her agent and her management, and she has a TV show.
It's crazy. Boom.
Crazy.
That's what
oh my
when
God.
You're talented.
Just got to be ready.
Yeah. What a random effing thing.
Just got to be ready, man.
That's so great.
It's awesome.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
To fall in love. To fall in love.
Your thoughts, Marcus.
To fall in love. Well,
the soul is sucked out of that song. That's for damn sure.
You have to be like 50 years old to know that song.
Yes, you do. Okay. Hey, 707.
Deborah and Ronnie Laws are the singers of that song.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
Yeah, growing up, I love that song. Yeah. 707 says, does Vin have a cold? Who is this guy?
Yeah. Who is this guy?
Who is this guy? Stephen Guy.
I've been wondering the same thing all morning.
Yeah.
It's a little too chocolatey in there.
Delicious. Marcus Osborne, you know, when Vinny got drunk and fell off the show in about the year maybe 2000, 2002. Sarah. Well, that's what happened.
Why did you bring that up?
Because that's when I met Marcus.
Yeah.
Like, we were sort of doing a search and seeing if we could find someone to come and sit. Yeah. And we made friends. Oh, my God. I still remember your tape.
He
did a whole audition tape for us that he sent in, and he ended it with, and listen, in the end, can a brother get a job or something like that? And ever since then, he's like our go-to guy.
That's funny.
I feel like I knew. When did I meet you, Marcus? Maybe
that's
I met
when I was
you.
At Cameo.
Oh, okay, I was at Star and you were at Cameo. We'd run into each other in the hallway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mark has been with us for a while.
Yeah. He's almost out, 20 years.
Doing new reviews, filling in, all the stuff.
It's my little fam here.
Yeah. Little mini fam.
Radio fam.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. That's good.
Thank you for having me back.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Thanks for doing it. We were, you know, it was funny, too, because we knew that Vinny's kid's first day of school was today. His almost 6-year-old.
Wow.
And then today's actually Edie's 1-year birthday.
That's incredible.
I know. Time.
Time does fly, man. Flies.
I'm going to have to text and remind him to take pictures.
Oh, T-shirts.
And then I'll ask if we could post
right? He's a good dad.
I know, but, T-shirts. You know, he forgets. He tries to be in the moment, and I appreciate that.
I don't blame
him.
Yeah.
More of us should be
I'll
doing that.
I'll text him in a while.
Well, less of us are going to be, though.
Yeah.
As we all die off, the people who've never known anything else and cannot conceive of a life where they didn't take a picture of everything they eat and even their poop, you know, whatever.
Hey.
They will be taking over the world. So you can kiss the old ways goodbye. Unless there's some kind of giant power outage.
I expect one at some point.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
On Saturday night, I wanted to tell you guys this. It was such a crazy, like, touching moment. So we have this core of five family group, and all our kids grew up together, and we all know each other. We all sort of came together through all these various ways. So there's 10 people total, these five couples. And we had a little dinner party on Saturday night because, well, that's a long story, but anyway,
Wait,
we all got together.
No,
at my girlfriend Ariane's house.
Right.
So she,
okay.
She hosted. So my friend Pat from the Wonder Bread 5, formerly from the Wonder Bread 5, he's the guy who like wants to have a table topic. And sometimes it's like, please shut up. Another time. But like on Saturday night, he said, I want everyone to go around the room and say when you met each person at this table. Because we all, it's sort of weird how we all came together. So it takes forever, and there's lots of laughing, and we're just, you know, and it's sort of going on throughout the night because it takes a long time for 10 people to get through it. Mm-hmm. So it goes all the way around the table, and the last person is my friend Heather, who is this tiny little person. Like, she's like a little doll. You know, she always dresses just, like, so perfect. And you guys have all met Heather, right?
I'm sure.
She's tiny, but she's so quiet. Like, it took me years to really start to get to know her. Mm. And she said... She told a story of how Vinny and I and you were on the air. Mm-hmm. She was a big listener.
Hmm.
I think still is.
Like 90s or something?
It was in the 90s. Mm-hmm. We were talking about we needed a band for something or other that we were doing. We were talking about how we love the Jackson 5 and how great all that music is. And she's like, oh, my God. She calls the radio station. We put her on the air. And she tells us about the Wonder Bread 5.
Oh, shoot.
She goes, you guys, my friends in this band. Uh-huh. And they're playing at the, I think it was the Blue Note down off of Lombard.
Uh-huh.
They're playing this weekend. You should really go check them out. They'd be perfect. I know you guys and I know the show, and I think they'd be perfect. And Vinny and I went to that show. So in the end, I didn't even meet Heather until a couple of years later because I didn't really, I wasn't friends with Pat for a couple of years.
We hired them all the time.
And we used to hire them all the time. And it turns out after we go around the whole goddamn table, little Heather is the one who put the whole damn thing together. It was like such a crazy, like I had never in the 20 years I've known her, or however long it's been, she never really told that story. Probably because every, you know, a bunch of freaking talkers at that table and poor Heather's like, like I think she's quiet, but really I just never shut up.
Well, there's that.
There is that. So it was just like it was such a wonderful night that I just had to drink. So getting back to my original thought, you know, I just really I'm trying to slow down, but there's all these opportunities to just socially overdrink.
I appreciate those opportunities.
Yeah, yeah.
There are opportunities for me to go outside and hit the old vapor.
Oh, you're a vapor, right?
Yeah,
I wish I could really embrace that.
I have embraced it thoroughly.
You used to not be, and now you are.
You're also such a druggie
so
now.
That's why I'm like, this comedy job
it's ruined
thing
you.
Is ruining you.
It's turned you from a good boy into a bad boy.
I know. You're a bad boy now.
Oh, you're a bad boy, Marcus.
Man. Hot. Yeah.
Like 30% more attractive, though. Yeah. You know,
I'll take
bad
that.
Boy, in your bad boy ways.
You're third hotter when you break laws.
You're not
no
breaking
wonder felons
any laws.
Have so many chicks.
Oh, my God.
I should have been robbing banks 25 years ago.
No doubt. Gosh. It's so dangerous. What's going on with that?
Damn. And she walking around with a gun.
Yeah. Yep.
With a MAGA hat on.
Oh, boy. Gosh. Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? You
life
just
on the
crossed
edge,
over.
Baby. Life
that's
on the
it.
Edge.
That's it.
Life radio on the edge.
Go full Kanye.
Oh. Kanye. Yikes. Anyway, how's your back, Hooman?
Oh, it's good.
Oh, good. So you come back 5 days a week?
What did you just say?
He just said it's good. So I guess we're
it's getting
better. All set.
I took a swimming lesson a couple weeks ago for my back, but I don't do well with the chlorine in the water. It's kind of bad for my skin. So I was really nervous.
So sensitive.
And I know I am. And so I got someone who could actually help me swim in the bay.
Ugh.
And it was really intense.
Yeah,
it
that
was
seems
really
much
hard.
Healthier.
It is much healthier.
Did you go to a saltwater pool? That's all.
Well, I don't. Where?
I don't know. They're everywhere. There's tons of saltwater
the Bay
pools.
Club.
Oh, do they have
a
saltwater pool?
Yeah, Bay Club has a saltwater pool.
Which
that's right.
Which location?
Right down here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it saltwater there?
Yeah, they have two pools.
Do that.
Yeah.
Oh. Who have you gotten an official diagnosis for what's going on with your back?
I have.
What's going on with your back?
It's complex, Mark.
It's not
complex.
A simple diagnosis.
Oh, I see. I'm too stupid to understand what's going on with your back.
Mansplain to your man.
So there's a lot going on.
You see, the spinal column supports your entire system.
Yes.
God, that lion's going to eat
back off, I think that lion said.
Yeah. So, I didn't know about the saltwater pool. I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah, that's so much easier. It's nice to be able to see your feet when you're in the water.
Is it?
Isn't it? I feel like it is. A little bit more of a controlled environment. Oh also, God. Not 49 degrees.
Thank you.
I rented a wetsuit for the month.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's just that the fact you have to put on... See, the thing is, these are encumbrances to...
This is why I don't tell you anything.
You're just making it harder for yourself to stick with this.
How do you know?
Because you have to put a wetsuit on to get into the water. Like, that's a lot. It's a lot.
Why can't you just be proud of me and say, Roman, this is amazing. Thank you for
it's great, and
caring.
I care about you, and I care about your motivation.
No one write in. I don't want to hear any texts from anyone about this.
I'm just trying to make it easier
Sarah's
for you.
All Sarah's minions are now, like, clamoring for their phones.
707 says, Hooman is such a effing princess.
Thank you. Here they come. So, you know, when Marcus says, my too stupid to understand, it's like, you know, I can't explain it to everybody.
Yeah, because Hooman's the only person who's had back problems.
Yeah.
You got back problems, too?
Everybody's got back problems.
Well, I heard my back.
I've told you this story multiple times. I heard my back when I was 22.
Months, huh?
Yeah. I was in traction for 3 months, out of work, the whole nine.
Did you do, like, step off a curb wrong or something? Or?
No, it's actually a kind of a silly story. I went to pick up a box that I thought was full, and it turned out to be empty, and I kind of was braced for a full heavy box.
Oh my God!
The opposite of what you
did. Yeah, and I went.
Wow!
If you're writing about me, you better write in about that too.
That's okay. What a dummy does.
Hey, don't worry, Marcus.
I went to lift that bad boy up and went flying across the room.
Oh my God!
Did you? I mean, I hate to laugh, but that must have been funny looking. Like, there he goes. You think he's gonna? He's bracing you, and you know that feeling
of
when you're just
you
like
do.
Braced to yeah. pick something up. That's
like a cartoon.
He goes, right? He's like Superman flying backwards.
I've been down to pick that back.
Been down to pick that bad boy up. And I'm like, yeah!
I went
shooting
flying.
The goddamn room.
Oh my God.
Hey, Sarah hurt her back doing a crossword puzzle.
It's okay. No, doing a jigsaw puzzle.
Jigsaw puzzle.
I was leaning across this really large table, very low, for hours. It happens. I can't believe you said that. It got thrown out. It was all wrong. I was supporting myself all wrong.
Oh, God.
I get it, man. Those heavy ass. Puzzle pieces.
No, it's because I was on my knees.
It
and I was
about
I
a
was
thousand
leaning
piece
over
puzzle.
And reach.
This
oh
story
my God.
Gets way better with every detail you offer.
Oh,
Sarah.
You're a dick. Oh, thanks so much for coming in today. Have a good one.
KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.